Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
It's one of the thorniest issues surrounding reform of the Chicago Police Department, civilian oversight of the force. Today, a key alderman says his colleagues may soon consider a compromise proposal to make that happen. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore has the story from City Hall.
One of the experts at a city council hearing was Arif Ali Khan, who once headed Los Angeles's Office of Constitutional Policing and Policy. Like Chicago, L.A. had a federal consent decree and civilian oversight.
They have a significant role in both the policy development and the policy approval on major issues.
LA's board was appointed by the mayor. Council Public Safety Chair Alderman Chris Taliaferro says that wouldn't work here.
We have to do what's right for Chicago, and Chicago right now is asking for an elected commission or some hybrid thereof. And so I would support an elected commission or an appointments by the mayor along with elected.
He hopes oversight plans and powers can be drafted and passed before a new police superintendent is selected. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Surveillance photos help Chicago police find a man who allegedly exposed himself before robbing a CTA red line passenger on the north side 3 weeks ago. Antoine Jackson was arrested this week near 67th and South Cottage in Woodlawn. He's charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse, attempted criminal sexual assault, and robbery.
Illinois State Police say you should be skeptical if you get a phone call from someone who claims to be a state trooper.
State police report getting multiple calls from the public saying they've gotten calls from someone with a foreign accent claiming to be with the state police and asking for personal information, names, dates of births, and social security numbers. The caller or callers claim there's a police matter that needs to be resolved. Police say while they do make calls for follow-up involving things like traffic crashes, they would never ask for a social security number. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Researchers at DePaul University have released a study about young people who are battling chronic fatigue syndrome.
DePaul University community psychologist Leonard Jason says 95% of children and teens who have the debilitating chronic fatigue syndrome are never diagnosed, that primary care doctors don't spend enough time with patients on average to see it. Dr. Jason says people tend to make wrong assumptions about young people with chronic fatigue syndrome.
They don't, this is just a bunch of kids who are lazy. You know, they don't want to go to school. They don't really seem, there's something wrong. Must be a psychiatric problem. They must be depressed. They must be school avoidance phobic.
Dr. Jason says more funding is needed to identify and treat chronic fatigue syndrome in young people.
Members of the James R. Thompson Center Historical Society are now giving tours of the 1985 building, recognizing it will almost definitely be sold, but still hoping there will be enough public outcry to save it.
On the most recent tour, architecture classes at the School of the Art Institute, where Paul Dalek is a lecturer.
The students are going to be challenged to examine the building as it is and for what it once stood for, but also to explore the potential of how it's going to move into the future.
In other words, some students may come up with a redesign of the building.
We're glad you're here. I'm Jonathan Solomon. I'm an architect.
Solomon's a member of the Thompson Center Historical Society, a co-leader of the tour.
The tile pattern that we're standing on now is based on the plaza of the Campidoglio in Rome, the Capitoline Hill.
After the tour, graduate student Addison Foran says her mindset changed.
You walk in and you hear about the history, and I think that your opinion is enlightened, and your opinion maybe shifts a little bit towards saving everything.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An Illinois union is trying to create momentum for a constitutional amendment to preserve union shops in Illinois. But Illinois Chamber of Commerce President Todd Mice says Illinois is surrounded by right-to-work states.
Illinois has lots of advantages those states don't have, so I can't tell you that we're pushing for right-to-work tomorrow. But to bind the future General Assemblies and the citizenry from exploring that option in the future is absolutely wrong.
The International Union of Operating Engineers Local 150 wants that amendment. Mice says time will tell if the Democratic-controlled General Assembly will have an appetite to support the idea.
One of R. Kelly's girlfriends, who had allegedly got into a fight with one of the singer's other girlfriends at a Trump Tower condo, appeared in a South Loop court this morning on a domestic battery charge. The judge approved Joycelyn Savage's request to retrieve her belongings from the condo she once shared with Kelly and the other woman. Savage has pled not guilty to the domestic battery charge. She's due in court again next month.
Plans to revive dragon boat races in the Fox River remain afloat.
Dragon boat races were once a highlight of the annual Fox River Festival. This had different names until it was canceled in 2018. The King County Chronicle reports the race idea is back. A St. Charles City Council committee has approved a funding request from the Pride of the Fox organization for a 5K and the Dragon Boat races as part of the Heart of the Fox event. Organizers say the reason is quite simple. It draws a crowd and it's fun.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.